welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week it's the Gruesome Twosome. We have the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney, and James, the Fat Man Stevens.
Hello.
Most interesting news I've read within the last 48 hours is they're trying to reboot the Roseanne show, gonna so-called base it off of Sarah Gilbert's character. The issue is they're not actually sure if they can do it because how much Roseanne actually owns of the show, because she actually helped design it. She actually helped make the show with the original show producer. And apparently they don't want her making any money off of it, so they're not sure if they can do it because they'd be having to pay Roseanne to do the show.
Well,
so that means they can't use any of the characters, any of the backstory. It would basically be a completely different character. You could probably be close to it, but...
Well, my question is, are they still going to call it Roseanne?
No.
I was going to say, they can't call it Roseanne.
No, they can't. So, they could probably call it Darlene. The issue is they...
Well, Darlene is the daughter of Roseanne.
Yeah.
And John Goodman.
Yep. The issue is the fact that they can't use the name. They can't use anything revolving that show, which is pretty fascinating to me.
So why would they still want to make the show then? I mean, I understand that there was a lot of actors that had invested their time and... probably some of their finances into getting the show going again.
I think ABC knows there's a payday for them, and so they're trying to make a payday. I just think without the title of character, I don't think it's going to last.
ABC is the mouse. Why the hell does the mouse care about paydays anymore?
Because the mouse always loves money.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Okay.
So...
All right.
Another piece of interesting news. I watched Tremors 5 Bloodlines 2015.
Why?
It's actually not that bad. This is probably
Did you watch the one before that?
No.
Okay.
Does
it still have Bird in it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Is that the one where they travel back in time?
I've
seen that one.
Yeah, the one before whatever this one is horrible.
This one takes place in Africa. It's probably the best shot cinematography-wise than any of them. And the story, while horrible, this has an IMDb rating of 5.3. It wasn't the worst Tremors, actually. I think the second, third, and fourth one are, I think, the worst.
I'd say the second one was pretty good.
That's the one in Mexico. Yeah, that one's not too bad. Yeah.
Well, but my thinking is, like, how did the... I can't think of the name of him. What was Bert calling him? The Greglocks or whatever the fuck? The worms?
I don't remember what they're called.
Yeah, it starts with a G, I remember.
Graboids.
That. Graboids, yeah. But how the hell did they get to Africa?
Well,
were they flying at this time?
No, it's a different... It's an offshoot of the species.
Okay. That actually makes sense for the storyline. I'm actually impressed that actually makes sense for the storyline. Can't really believe I'm saying that to a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, all know about the IMDb ratings from RFR days.
It actually wasn't that bad. I mean, the only weird thing is I was really surprised to see Mr. B-Rad himself happens to be in this movie. Jamie Kennedy. And I was like, holy crap, where did they find him?
Under
Roseanne.
There you go.
Kind of bringing it up for a full circle.
Like the crater she leaves.
Exactly.
Every time she farts.
The circle.
Anyways, all right. I saw it on Netflix and I wasn't really interested in it.
Get me wrong, it's a Tremors movie, but it's the best shot Tremors movie. Still not saying much, but it's actually really well done as far as a B, C list sci-fi movie.
So, I actually probably should have pulled up one more thing before I bring this up. So Netflix has been doing basically case documentaries.
Or like the one about the murderer who didn't do it type of thing?
Yeah. There was one that actually came out right before it. It was the one about the bomb necklace that the guy had that blew up. It was robbery one. I forget what they called it on Netflix. Anyways, but they actually... That one, I mean, I knew about the case beforehand, so none of the show was anything new to me, but there was other people that, I guess, only heard about it in the news for the first couple instances and didn't actually end up going down the rabbit hole of all the mess that, you know, the whole thing was.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought up one, I don't know if you remember, you might, the Michael Peterson case from 2001.
Was that
wife
the one?
Fell down the stairs type thing, and they charged him with murder.
Oh, no, I thought, was he the one that threw it, like, they thought did something with his wife on a boat?
No. I'm trying to think of which one you're thinking of. Anyways, the thing about it that I didn't know, and I guess this came out, 2014. So this case took a drastic turn in 2014, which I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him getting convicted. I didn't follow the trial very well because it's in North Carolina. I mean, we're in California. So so they had what is referred to as the SBI. And it's basically a part of the North Carolina's Investigative Bureau is what they have. And there it is. State Bureau of Investigation for North Carolina is what SBI stands for. It's not part of the FBI or anything. It's just their bureau.
They just love initials.
Yeah. When they were bringing it up in the show, I'm like, SBI, FBI? What the hell are they talking about? They didn't really go into it.
SPI.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Go Power Rangers.
In 2014, this blood spatter analyst, Deaver, was found to, or no, yeah, in 2011 he was fired from them. And the reason why is they did an audit of his cases and found 34 different cases that he gave falsified testimony to.
Damn. Why did he?
Hold on. And during the investigation, they found misstated findings and falsely reported evidence in more than 200 cases between 1987 and 2003.
Wow.
Think about how many arrests that is.
Why? I mean, why did he...
Well, so what they explained in the show, and this is back in 2001, Michael Peterson allowed cameras to follow him around. And they were in there, and one of the blood spatter crime scene investigators that they brought in, the defense team... The gentleman that was watching everything and listening to the case, he said that the guy was doing it this way. He was looking at the end result and trying to match the end result, which is not what you do. I mean, any people that have watched CSI know that. I mean, I'm not saying CSI is the standard, but you know, science have that.
Not an instant match. It doesn't happen, you know, over a 45-minute period.
Yeah, so the big case that got released was a guy that was in prison for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Found that this guy, Deaver, falsified the evidence, and he was released. So they reopened the Michael Peterson case. And I haven't finished the show, but as of 2016, which we're in 2018 now, for idiots who can't read a calendar, you know, in 2016, they hadn't come to a decision. Anyways, but so I was looking this up and I'm like, wait a minute, this guy has falsified that many cases that are being overturned. And there's a possible of, 166 cases that could also be overturned as well. What happened to him? So I looked, the dude sued the SBI and got back pay for 30 months. But they found definitively that there are 34 cases that he falsified testimony of and got convictions on these falsified testimonies.
So why is he getting
Why is he not in jail? Why isn't he in prison?
That's a damn question.
Am I psychotic in this thought? I mean, just to think about that.
That's crazy.
And Michael Peterson was in prison for 8.5 years of his life. And he's still fighting the case because this guy convinced the jury, and they actually talked to a few of the jury people from his case back in 2001. And they said that they made the conviction off of this guy Deaver's testimony alone.
That's
because
amazing.
There wasn't a definitive murder weapon. There wasn't definitive DNA results that were done.
So the guy just lied.
The guy just made everything match what the DEA was trying to push.
Yeah, it sounds like he should be in jail.
As far as I'm concerned, prison. But he's getting back pay? What the hell?
And a lighter note, just because I think this is hilarious.
It pisses me off. Anyways.
By the way, my news person impression. In a lighter note, John Boyega has had enough. If you don't know who he is, look him up. After his fellow Star Wars castmates left social media because they could no longer bear the abuse constantly thrown their way by angry trolls, the Finn actor on Tuesday said on Tuesday it must stop. If you don't like Star Wars, the characters understand they are decision makers, and harassing the actors and actresses will do nothing. What? Dude, you're in Star Wars. And some of the decisions have sucked. If you didn't think geeks would yell stuff towards you, then you seriously underestimate the power of angry Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing worse than an angry Star Wars fan is an angry Trekkie. I mean, they'll try the Vulcan death grip on you.
To the majority of Star Wars fans, thank you for your support.
At least the Star Wars fans will try to force choke you. The Star Trek fans will come up and touch you.
So I actually have to, Is this off
of the Solo movie?
No.
What movie is he? Were they getting on his case about?
I think all of them. Just because
all of them.
The first those is 7 and 8. Because it's the two that have been out.
Yeah, Solo's out now, and
I'm not really surprised, though. I think they're just, you know, people mad about Star Wars in general. I think mainly because of some of the decisions that Lucas decided to make in the last 20 years. But I feel kind of bad for them, but they're getting harassed.
It's
but
almost 30 years now.
You signed up for it by being a Star Wars person. Sorry, you're just going to have to live with the fact that if you're going to the cons and making money, this is the side effect of being in Star Wars. Happy payday because of convention. Angry trolls. Just kind of balances out. If you want the payday, you got to take the punishment. Sorry. It just works that way.
I mean, like, that kind of goes with the social justice warriors who are on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever the hell else. And they get all kind of pissed off that people cuss at them. I mean, back when the internet was actually becoming popular, I mean, it was welcome to the internet. Fuck you. I mean, that was your welcome to the internet is, you know, you got cussed out and, you know, insulted. That was your welcome to the internet.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's
odd. Rule 34.
I mean, I totally understand why they're like, man, this is enough. But if you don't like it, I kind of agree with his fellow co-stars. Stop going online. It's just going to happen, especially with Star Wars. I mean, that's just the nature of it. I know I keep saying it, but it's 100% true. I did hear today talk about video games that allegedly by 2019, 2020, Microsoft is going to be coming out with another console, which isn't actually bad considering how old the Xbox is.
Well, I think it was yesterday, the day before, was actually the whatever birthday of the release of the Xbox.
Yeah, I have the craziest thing is I still have a day one edition of the Xbox, and I'm surprised it still fucking works, considering how many 360s I had.
I still have my original Xbox.
Your OG?
Yeah.
I know
it still works. I haven't plugged it in and tried in a while, but
my second one,
it did work.
My second original Xbox still works, because I know, because my son keeps hitting the button all the day. Time. I don't know. It's amazing how old that actually is. The
20.
Yeah.
When did it come out? 2001, 2002?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's almost like 25 years, I think, is actually what the birth date was.
And a somewhat sad news, obviously, if you listen to, because this news happened a couple of weeks ago. Anthony Bourdain ended his life.
Now, I want to say something, okay? Because I heard about this when it was on. I have never heard so many newscasters and reporters mispronounce somebody's last name in a very long time.
How do you say it?
Like you said, Anthony.
How would it have been saying?
Bourdain, just a bunch of different ones. I'm like, dear God, can you guys like at least pronounce the guy's last name properly? It's all over television. It's all over media. You can go back and look. Now, the thing is he has an 11-year-old daughter. as well, that he, I guess, like 2 months before this incident, that he was just saying that he that, you know, that's part of his reason for living. And I'm like, dude, really?
And
no, I don't really have sympathy for people taking their own lives. I really don't.
Well, I mean, I
it's the most selfish thing you can do. And I think there's also a quote of Anthony Bourdain in the same article saying that is a selfish thing to do.
Yeah, he was mentioning in some sort of one of the articles or podcasts or whatever the fuck he was on. He was talking about his battle with depression and such and such. And generally, when you do that, from my experience with people I know, it's generally something they just spur of the moment, it seems to be. At least from what I've read and my personal experience with people, they just decide to, hey, this sounds fun, let's do it. I mean, I don't really know their thought, but it seems to be a last-minute thing. And yes, I understand I have depression. I totally get it, but from what I know, from what I've read, it seems to be a spur of the moment.
Some people can see that.
Some people do actually plan it out. They do say people who do it, who've decided how and the time, they're generally, you know, at peace. I don't know.
Well,
I think it sucks because I liked his shows. I'm not sure. My judge of liking people really is if I think I could sit down in a coffee shop and rap with a guy. I don't think him and I would have gotten along.
I wouldn't get along with him.
I loved his
Parts Unknown?
Well, I mean, no. I loved his style. He was snarky. He was not... everything I've read, he wasn't, he never took anything, it seemed like, at face value. I love his kind of gruff way towards things on the shows. Just don't know if I would have liked the guy, but I'm kind of bummed he did it. I mean, same thing with Robin Williams and all the other stars that decided to,
From all his things that I've seen, I personally wouldn't get along with him. I do actually work in the cooking industry, so I do know a lot of people that are like him. I've encountered them, but he's one that's to the extreme that, you know, I could work for him. I just don't know if I like him. There's a big difference.
I mean, because you can make money with a guy or be partners with a guy in business doesn't mean you have to like him. I mean, you could.
Yeah.
I guarantee working with him because of his ability and his how famous it was, I guarantee you can get a payday from it.
So back when the Darwin Awards was a big internet sensation and people were looking it up, reading it up, I remember there was one that always stuck out to me of a guy, and they generally didn't do suicides on Darwin Awards. It was usually just happenstance, circumstances that people were dumb and ended up dying. But there was one suicide that became an honorable mention, and I never looked it up, never to, you know, fact check it. Because there were some Darwin Awards that were just urban legend. But there was a guy who jacked up his car.
Oh, this guy, yes.
And removed the whatever one was actually contained to the axle. They said the back tire. So they removed the back tire, fastened, and I think they said that he actually welded a saw blade to where the tire went on the rim. Or not the rim, but the actual tire. Anyways, so he stuck that on there, stuck the gas pedal down, put it in drive, and laid underneath and kicked the jack out with the saw blade hitting him. And I was always, you know, that was determination. That was making sure that there was no way he was going to survive that.
He didn't sneeze. He'd end up, you know, but damn, that's...
You know, I mean, he died. He decapitated himself, but I mean... There's some forethought and planning in that one.
I don't know any of the local phone numbers for, you know, any the suicide prevention hotline. But hey, if you feel suicidal, contact a friend, a buddy. There's people out there to help you. Don't do it. If you really feel like killing yourself, you know, go outside, find a cup of coffee, chase butterflies, pick up a chick, do anything that gets your ass out of your head, because honestly, being in here is going to kill you versus just going outside and enjoy the analog world for a bit.
Well, all right, I'll save some of my snarky comments on that since you just did your reach out to helpline.
Yes.
There you go.
Bastard trying to help somebody, and there you go, gonna throw somebody under the proverbial car.
That's what I do. I mean, if you can't dodge it, you're dead. What?
But can you dodge a wrench?
Yeah, and I can dodge a ball as well.
Fucking A, man. just fucking A.
Well, you're the one that brought it up. Of course I could have some nasty comment along the lines of it.
So, got any, got to be something else you have? I unfortunately wasn't prepared. Sorry about last week. I promise we're trying to do it more regular, but life's been a little chaotic.
You know, I just wanted to bring up that whole thing with the Michael Peterson. I mean, that just really bothers me. That guy, I mean, isn't in prison. Not Michael Peterson, but Deaver, that guy. I mean, I just don't understand.
There's got to be
how he can sit. I mean, he swears an oath before the judge.
There's got to be a reason why he's not in jail.
What reason could there possibly be that makes sense not to have this guy locked up?
Maybe there's not, even though he admits to it, maybe there's not enough evidence of him tampering and him lying.
There's ton of evidence. An FBI investigator went before the judge during the Michael Peterson case and was asked by the defendant if he had looked over the cases and if there was substantial evidence, documented evidence, that this guy did it. And he swore under oath that there was multiple 34 cases that they had, 200 of which are, you know, 166 that are still under review. But 34 cases should be enough of substantial evidence against this guy. And this was back in 2011 that it was found. It was 2014 when he was before the judge. What have they been doing for 3 years?
Yeah, there's got to be something. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I'm just surprised the guy hasn't been...
I'm just wondering what is he under that he is above prosecution?
I don't know. That's a good
that
question.
That makes no sense.
There's got to be a reason, because they
really
just
pisses me off.
They just do not throw people in jail for some reason, unless he has like a picture of like, you know, the head of the FBI and, you know, women's lingerie. Maybe there's got to be a reason why he's not in prison. There has to be, because I don't see any other reason.
I don't know.
Now, Ryan. Oh wait, Ryan's not here, so we can't get his opinion on that. Because.
Well, I mean, it's just of all the things that I just don't get how he is not being prosecuted. I don't understand that.
There has to be a reason. Because what other reason? Because the.
Well, I looked it up. I went online and I tried to find something, and all the articles were of them finding out that he did this back in 2014, and then that he got 30 months of back pay. He went on, he sued the SBI, and there was
he said SBI, not FBI.
An auditor that went and said, oh, you guys owe him 30 months of back pay. Which, if you are not doing your job properly and they find out that you are doing your job corruptly, I don't understand why they would give you back pay for you not doing your job for 3 years.
So I found one of the greatest cases of trolling your significant other with your child's help. Now, I want to show James this before I show you. This woman was coming home on an airplane ride from a business trip. I don't know if you can see it. Let's see if I can zoom up on it.
Prison, Mom.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see it. It says, welcome back from prison. It's her or his son holding up the sign. That is awesome. I'm not brave enough to do that personally, but I think that's hilarious.
That's because he sleeps in the same bed as his wife. I'm assuming this guy no longer does.
he's
just what I'm putting out there. He's, you know, I mean.
He's sharing his bed. He's now sharing Fluffy's bed. I thought that was hilarious.
So, now, I got a question. Now, I just want to know if you consider this guy the luckiest guy of the year or the unluckiest guy of the year. On April 23rd, it was discovered that a man survives a bear attack and a shark bite in 1 year. I mean, does that make him the luckiest or unluckiest guy?
Both.
Of the year.
That makes him both. He wins two categories. I mean,
yeah, I just can't figure out. Fuck, what
that
makes him.
If that was me, that's time to cash out your life savings and put it in the lottery. Just because if you survive both of that, there's got to, you know.
I doubt any, or you know, maybe he might get a decent price on a life insurance policy. Because I mean, what else could he do?
Because that's that's simple. It's both. It's kismet. I mean, it's luckier than hell.
If you don't know what kismet is, go look up Yiddish. And you're an idiot.
No, I
can't say that people are idiots.
So I did hear, if we're going to wrapping up, we're going to do a short episode this week. One of the most interesting things I heard of when it comes to one of those smart speakers, whether it's the Amazon Alexa, Echo, Go, Google, hold on, Alexa, Google search, old guy tech TV. And you're welcome. So pretty much what they are, smart speaker allows you to search things and do other things. It's like a smartphone, but a speaker. The most interesting thing happens to be is this couple was having a conversation. They somehow accidentally triggered their Alexa or Amazon Echo or whatever it's called. And it tape recorded a conversation and sent it to one of her employees. And so
I assume the conversation was of the employees since
came out. No, what it was, probably the guy. So I've heard if you have a word that sounds close, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I really don't have an example, but, you know, say your name is Ryan and you say rain and somehow the Google speaker or Amazon Alexa thinks it's close enough. Apparently it's not uncommon, but that's also the reason why I'll never one of those damn things in my house, yet alone I carry a smartphone everywhere I go.
An Apple smartphone. Does my mic seems off?
No, it's on.
Okay. I just kind of went dead in my...
You may not being verbose enough. Alexa, Google search Mad Trio podcast.
Who the hell are you talking to? I don't have Alexa.
So what it is it actually...
I know what you're talking about.
You'll thank us for this.
So, a Colorado man is accused of killing a 19-year-old. I'm not going to say her name on here. But he claimed that he shot her because he was replying to a Craigslist ad that she was asking somebody to kill her.
Wouldn't you call 911 or whatever your non-local emergency number and says, hey, I found this versus I know what I'll do. Let's go to jail.
Well, but before the killing her, the guy who killed her, tried to talk her out of suicide.
I was thinking intercourse.
No, wait.
Let me get this straight. So this young man, I'm assuming it's young, or this guy was a drug addict because most of
22.
Okay, young man, answered an ad.
On Craigslist,
and this lady's like, I want to kill myself, please help. And he goes,
trying to hire a hitman to kill her.
He goes,
I wonder if she paid him before.
He goes, I should really help this young woman. She sounds like she needs my help. And then says, fuck it, she's not worth it. I mean.
Well,
And I'm assuming this is, you know, these are white folks, right?
So, the girl looked like a white person.
I'm assuming they're white because I don't know anybody else who would be that crazy. You know?
Yeah, I don't see a picture of the man. Well, this is what he told the deputies. I'm going to kind of, you guys can Google this, you can find it. But I'm not going to say any of the names or the area. After he failed to change her mind, they went for a drive, stopped by the side of the road. They said a prayer together. She knelt down and he shot her in the head.
Wow.
I just am...
Hopefully that wasn't an answer to her prayers.
Just wondering, like... More of my questions is... Why would you go and try to talk her out of it if you are already planning on following through if you're not successful?
I have jokes, but I really don't want to say.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of jokes too, but I'm just kind of thinking like, there's no logic in any of this.
No, he's the apologetic hitman.
Were they like trying to eat Tide Pods in the middle of all this?
Because
that just seems like it's the same stupidity level. Just putting that out there.
God, do you have anything? Do we have a happy note we can end the show on?
There was a guy who survived a shark and bear attack. I'm assuming that makes him the luckiest and unluckiest man of the year. And reportedly, afterwards, he got struck by lightning 5 times in a row.
Like I said, what you need to go is go to your bank, need to remove all your money, and buy every lotto ticket and 100 miles of where you are. Because I guarantee if you can survive being hit by lightning attacked by shark and whatever, you should be able to win.
Empty your bank account and send it to OGT.
Actually, I like that better. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to pause for the cause and help Old Guy Tech TV and Mad Trio Show and help us do all these amazing shows, please do us a favor. Go to theogt.tv. That is theogt.tv. Yes, the URL is that stupid. Hit the donate button and give us money. We are not... And I quote, we are not a 503c1 of whatever. You will not get any tax deferments or whatever. What you will be doing is helping me out by helping me pay off, toys.
You can try to get it as a tax write-off, but I doubt it's going to work. But you can try.
That's right. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, contact your local Congress critter to help net neutrality to come back and kick out that bastard in the FCC and whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and the ever so missed
absent
Ryan Preston, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.